A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is the Nightside Project.
Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpaste.
Nightside on KSL.
A limited edition summer season.
It's summer now. They told me this would be temporary.
It cannot end soon enough.
The Nightside Project with Ethan Millard and Alex Carey. Streaming live on Alexa and on KSL News Radio at 102.7 FM.
Welcome back. This is the Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard. I got Alex Carey here with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We just have a couple of shows left this week, today and tomorrow, and we're getting some very nice text messages. Thank you so much. Here's one that came in, Alex.
What does it say?
Both, it says, you're both loonies. Thank you for all the laughs.
Oh, that's very nice of you.
We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And I was...
What?
When I was chatting with Pat earlier this afternoon.
Where did you meet Pat? Where did you meet up with Pat?
It was through work.
Okay. All right.
And so we were chatting, and you know, she's a longtime listener to the show, and we were talking about the program, how it came about and all that. And one of the things I expressed to her was, you know, we've always had kind of a news mandate in the sense that we're on KSL News Radio,
right.
But we understood very quickly, because you remember how serious our show was for a time?
Oh my gosh.
And we
don't
were
remind
insufferable.
Me. Don't make Daniel remind us either. Jeez.
We were insufferable.
Yeah.
And then we realized that, you know what? People are tuning into KSL for news, right? And for information. And for conversation. But they don't want to hear the same thing at 8 o'clock at night that they heard at like 9 or 10 in the morning. They don't want to hear the same subjects. They don't want to hear the same tone. They don't want to hear the same conversation. They're looking for something a little different.
And that's
kind of what we've always embraced.
That being said, we're going to do some hard-hitting masked news right now on KSL News Radio.
All masks all the time.
Hard-hitting mask news.
But we are going to once again, and these have been my favorite segments because, you know, I'm dreaming of the time when I both have the money and ability to travel to my heart's content. And so we're going to do the vacation club,
there
right?
Let's
kick it off.
The places you want to go and how to get there. It's the Nightside Vacation Club. Get a free night stay, but you have to stay for the whole presentation.
I didn't know when to hit the sounder on that because it sounded like you were getting choked up about doing the vacation club again. I was like, geez, man.
I love travel. It's my favorite thing, but it's been sporadic in my life.
Well, so here's the thing. If you had the option, and yes, we've all been kind of stuck with the sporadic vacation plans, and everything's just been put on hold. I mean, my kids know. Look, I basically treated my kids like employees, where I'm like, oh, no, this bonus structure, after we really figure this whole corona business out, we're going to go right back to the same bonus structure. Mm-hmm. And they know that's a lie. So your employer's lying to you.
They know they're never going to get those Oreo cookies
Look, and I told the kids, oh, yeah, no. As soon as Florida really, really starts to show some signs of opening back up. And then they opened back up and called my bluff.
Yeah,
and I was like, but they were also, it was super weird too, because it was like, hey, everybody. It was like Mickey was coughing. He's like, oh, we're open
so
for business.
I've got chills and I'm hot. I don't understand.
Come on down to, what are we calling ourselves still?
Do your kids know? So you canceled your Walt Disney World trip.
Yeah, we had to cancel Florida. Yeah.
Do your kids know? Do they yet know
that it's never coming
back? Disney World has opened back
up
again.
Yeah, but it was weird because we had to like explain to them that it is, but it's not, because it's not like they have been opening it up to capacity. They've been opening it up to like
it's open in the sense that the park's open, but it's closed in the sense that we're not going anyway.
It's closed in the sense that we won't make it past Fruit Heights city limits. That's what I'm saying. It's closed to us.
All right.
So for us, it's been fine. But here's the vacation club deal. Now, here's what I would ask you: if you could do it, And, like, we have a place down in St. George where we can go. And my question is this. If I was to say, hey, I'm going to do the show from St. George for the foreseeable future, we're opened up to that possibility now. I feel like everybody needs to respect that. Like, oh, mm-hmm. if I said, ooh, I don't feel comfortable. I like the heat down in St. George, keeping the old coronavirus, out of here. So I'm going to work from down there. Thanks. I'm going to take that radio equipment down there. Look, we have so many friends and coworkers who are doing the broadcasting from there. Well, Las Vegas is proposing that you shut her down wherever you live and bring your remote working space to a city that's open for 24 hours a day for business and wants you to come into a casino that is super
dirty.
That's
right. Allegiant Air, who flies a lot of major cities to Las Vegas, they have come up with this idea where you can get 3-day and even more special deals on vacations to Las Vegas. Okay. And these are actually really, really good air and hotel packages. Okay. So from Indianapolis to Las Vegas, a 4-night weekday stay at the MGM Grand is $340, including taxes. And that includes airfare and the hotel stay. That's a 4-night, that's basically all week stay at MGM Grand in Las Vegas. Now, that's a pretty dang good deal.
Yeah, but.
If you ask me. Yeah, but what?
I don't know if I don't. I still don't feel good staying at any hotel right
well,
now.
Well, they're not forcing you to do
no,
this.
No, I know. I'm
they're
just
not
saying
like
that
Alex will be there.
Well, I know.
We'll be there as soon as
okay,
the show's
so
over.
Okay, so here's. But here's the thing, too. If I got an incentive to stay at some place, or if I was like, hey, I'm going to pack it up and do some remote work from this city, Vegas would be so far down the list. It's just is. It's a disgusting place during the summertime, number one. And number two, I feel like that there's no hope for coronavirus to not get you when you're in Las Vegas walking around a hotel.
Casino. You're going to take some risks. Although my understanding is the casinos have been doing a pretty good job of enforcing their masks.
They have. But they've had outbreaks in like the staff, which, I mean – I remember, you know, you get those glimpses of Vegas that you're like, oh, boy, I wish I wouldn't have seen that. You know, that like behind the scenes thing.
Yeah.
It's like the kind of thing where I was staying at a hotel for, you know, like a media day. Oh, no, it was for Jazz Summer League, I think, last year or 2 years ago. And I'm staying at this hotel and Scott's in a different room. And he's like, oh, come check out my room. And it has this cool view. And then in my room, it had a view of like all the workers behind the place, like smoking and like and making out with each other. And I was like, this is not what I wanted.
You know, that's why I don't like riding the roller coaster at Disneyland at the California Adventure.
Why?
That's why is because
you can see outside of the park.
Because, yeah, they take you up on that big hill and there's Anaheim. You're like,
right.
Oh, man. I forgot.
You're like, oh, Disneyland's got a Taco Bell? Oh, geez. And you're like, oh, no, that's outside, that is outside the park.
Disney does such an amazing job of creating these places. And Las Vegas is the same way. They do an amazing job of creating this place.
Right.
And it's so impressive and it's so amazing. And it's so well, the temperature control is perfect. And it's just everything is great. And then, yeah, I absolutely agree with you. You step around the wrong corner, you're like, oh, my gosh, this city is garbage. And it's the same thing with Disneyland. You get up on that roller coaster, you're like, oh, I just shouldn't have come up here.
You're like, oh, boy, no wonder they
come up here.
No wonder they make it to where you can't see past Cars Land because you would just see too much disgusting stuff going on in Southern California. Mm-hmm. All right, let's take the break
I like
here.
That idea, though. I like the idea of them offering, especially the 4 nights, because the 4-night midweek means you show up on Monday, you leave on Friday.
Right.
That's perfect.
Well, and you can hang out with your family on the weekends. It's like you're divorcing your family just to live in this disgusting place during the week. All right. We'll take the break here. We'll come back. We've got more to go. Hey, the Jazz are kind of making a game out of this one. I'm not going to turn it to the station, though, because that'll ruin it. So stay with us. More to go. The Nightside Project continues right here on KSL News Radio.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.